This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. National Democracy Day being marked today, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment towards transparent democracy and sustainable development goals. Gunmen kill 7 bus passengers in Pakistan. And International Monetary Fund urges Maldives to cut spending amid high economic risk despite tourism growth. Now the news in detail. The 75th National Democracy Day is being celebrated across the country today with various programs. The government has declared a public holiday for the occasion. National Democracy Day marks the day Nepal abolished the Rana regime and moved toward democracy. In his message on the occasion of Democracy Day, President Ramchandra Podil highlighted the sacrifices made for the people's sovereignty. Likewise, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, through Facebook, extended best wishes and paid tribute to all the martyrs on National Democracy Day. Moreover, Speaker Devraj Khemire noted that the day reminds people to uphold democratic values and emphasize the need for further progress. In addition, National Assembly Chairperson Naren Prasad Dahal stressed the need to pay attention to the protection and promotion of democracy achieved from the great sacrifices and struggles of the Nepali people. National Assembly Chair Dahal said the adherence, protection and implementation of the Constitution of the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal should be the main priority of the day. Similarly, CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stated that unity is essential for building a socialism-oriented state. Chair Dahal recognized past movements' contribution to democracy and called for efforts to address national challenges. Moreover, the first president of the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal, Dr. Ram Baran Yadav, said the foundation of achieving all the rights enjoyed by the Nepali people today was the result of initiation of democracy through political revolution, and he wished for success of democracy on National Democracy Day. To commemorate National Democracy Day, a special ceremony was organized at the Army Pavilion in Turikhel today to mark National Democracy Day 2025. The main ceremony committee hosted the event, featuring cultural performances and a military parade. President Ramchandra Podil attended the ceremony, where the Nepali Army offered a salute in his honor. Speaking at the ceremony, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli emphasized empowering youths as key strategy for national prosperity. Prime Minister Oli stated that the government is committed to making democracy more transparent and accountable while addressing social inequalities, poverty and corruption. Moreover, Prime Minister Oli stressed that digital platforms have improved public services, making them more transparent and efficient. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli reiterated Nepal's commitment to achieving sustainable development goals by 2030 and upgrading from a least developed country by 2026. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli called for unity in ensuring good governance, development and prosperity. He also paid tribute to martyrs who sacrificed their lives for democracy, urging citizens to uphold its values. Likewise, in the event, Nepal Army helicopter displayed a banner reading National Democracy Day and showered flowers and released doves as a symbol of peace. The Nepal Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and Nepal Scouts performed a march past and band display. In the event, tributes were paid to known and unknown martyrs who lost their lives in democratic struggles. The government has announced the Prime Minister National Talent Award 2081 to recognize outstanding contributions of individuals in sectors of peace, governance, innovation, scientific research and development. The award was announced during the National Democracy Day ceremony at Turikhel. This year's recipients include Dr. Chiring Lama in telemedicine, Dr. Biraj Singh Thapa in science and innovation, Purnima Shrestha in mountaineering, Abhash Maske and Hari Ram Shrestha in Science and Technology, Dr. O. Murthy Anil in Medicine, Sabitra Bhandari in Sports, Rabindra Puri in Heritage Conservation, and Dilsova Shrestha and Ramji Adhikari in Social Service. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has emphasized the need to expand voter education to increase public participation in elections. In a press statement on the occasion of 9th Election Day of Nepal, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia stressed the urgency of allowing voters to cast ballots at any polling station nationwide. Chief Election Commissioner Thapliyal dismissed concerns about high election costs, stating that expenses are mainly from political parties, not election management. Moreover, Chief Election Commissioner Thapliyal raised concern over the integrity of state mechanisms used during elections, stating that they should be managed by the election body after the announcement of election dates. Furthermore, Chief Election Commissioner Thapliyal also emphasized challenges posed by social media and artificial intelligence. Likewise, Election Commission Secretary Bharat Mani Subedi reaffirmed the Election Commission's neutrality and called for a review to improve election management. President Ramchandra Podil has praised the efforts of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti in expanding its services. In his message on the 64th anniversary of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, President Podil emphasized its role in providing credible and reliable news while upholding the right to information. Likewise, President Podil acknowledged Rashtriya Samachar Samiti's addition of Awadhi, Maithili and Newari news services, photo and visual content, book publication and 24-hour news updates. Moreover, Vice President Ramshai Prasad Yadav stressed that Rashtriya Samachar Samiti should amplify the voices of underrepresented communities and promote cultural diversity. Vice President Yadav urged Rashtriya Samachar Samiti to enhance its role in investigative journalism and political neutrality. Moreover, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli also praised the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti's latest efforts to diversify its services besides Nepali and English has further proved its relevance. Extending his best wishes to the entire Rashtriya Samachar Samiti family, Prime Minister Oli promised all sorts of facilitations from the government level for the organization's legal and structural improvements and enhancement. According to the Prime Minister, it has been realized that the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti's responsibilities and roles have further increased in terms of educating the mass through the dissemination of fact-based, credible and authentic services. Likewise, Speaker Devraj Khimire emphasized that the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti will uphold journalistic integrity by adopting new technologies. In a message celebrating Rashtriya Samachar Samiti's 64th anniversary, Speaker Khimire praised its role in providing factual and credible news as a state's official agency. Similarly, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal also commended Rashtriya Samachar Samiti for promoting transparency and informing citizens about the parliamentary system. Moreover, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung urged Rashtriya Samachar Samiti to enhance its effectiveness as a news source and support the media. Secretary of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology Radhika Aryal also called for Rashtriya Samachar Samiti to contribute with greater dedication in connecting all segments of society. Similarly, former President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses Rashtriya Samachar Samiti's role in delivering official state news and strengthening its presence internationally. Former President Bhandari wished for Rashtriya Samachar Samiti's continued growth and service improvement. Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, as Nepal's national news agency, contributes to independent journalism and public awareness. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Gunmen in southwest Pakistan has killed 7 bus passengers after identifying them as Punjabis. A government official said that the attack occurred late Tuesday on a highway in Balochistan near the Punjab border. According to Agence France-Presse, Saddat Hussein, a senior official, said the attackers punctured the bus tires, boarded the vehicle and checked identity cards. They separated passengers from Punjab and shot them dead. No group has claimed responsibility. Security forces in Balochistan have long battled ethnic, sectarian and separatist violence. The province, which borders Afghanistan and Iran, remains a conflict zone. The incident highlights ongoing security challenges in the region. Authorities have launched an investigation and additional security measures are being considered. The International Monetary Fund has urged the Maldives to implement stricter fiscal controls to stabilize its economy despite growth in the tourism sector. The International Monetary Fund warned that economic risk remained high and called for immediate spending cuts. Agence France-Presse reported that International Monetary Fund said in a statement that there is large uncertainty around forecasts and risk are titled to the downside. Likewise, International Monetary Fund emphasized the need for urgent and stronger fiscal consolidation to manage public debt. Maldives President Mohamed Meizu has already introduced spending cuts, including a 50% salary reduction for himself and a 10% pay cut for most public employees. The Maldives' foreign debt stood at $3.37 billion in early 2024, with China and India being its largest creditors. The International Monetary Fund stressed the importance of policy adjustment to restore economic stability and debt sustainability. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized Ukraine after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed surprise at being excluded from Saudi-hosted talks on ending the Russia-Ukraine war. According to the BBC, President Trump suggested Ukraine could have made a deal before the war began. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Riyadh for the first high-level U.S.-Russia talk since the war started. Both leaders agreed to begin negotiations, but Lavrov rejected NATO peacekeeping forces in Ukraine. President Trump claimed he could have brokered a deal that prevented the war, but expressed confidence after the Riyadh talks, stating Russia wants to stop the barbarism. European leaders remain divided, with some considering troop deployments. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer emphasized the need for U.S. security guarantees in any peace agreement. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Democracy Day being marked today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment towards transparent democracy and sustainable development goals. Gunmen kill 7 bus passengers in Pakistan. And International Monetary Fund urges Maldives to cut spending amid high economic risk despite tourism growth. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.